Welcome back. It's Happy Life Hacks with Meg Clifford from Color Me Meg. Haven't been around in a while because I am newly pregnant and life has been a little crazy and I haven't felt awesome and I'm back. So today I wanted to chat a little bit about something that's been on my mind for a few weeks and something that I feel like has kind of become a hot topic in social media, especially among moms and working moms and stay-at-home moms, but especially in the entrepreneurial world. But what I'm seeing a lot of is this myth of work-life balance. And the other afternoon when I wasn't feeling great and I was sitting watching Fixer Upper with my babies, I heard Joanna Gaines say something and I went, click. Yes, I wish more people felt the same way. But what she said was, you know, here she is fixing up this gorgeous home. And she says, my family's very involved in what we do. Our lives are a little crazy. And she said, but you know what? It's not really a work-life balance situation. It's just life. And we just get it done. And the more I've thought about it, the more I've sat and thought, you know, she's right. We women are so concerned with spending more time here, more time there, and we start to kind of put tokens in jars and say, well, I feel like I've robbed too much from this side and therefore I'm not a great mom, or now I'm letting work slide and I'm not great at my job, or now I'm avoiding church and so now I'm a bad church member, or whatever it is. And the truth is that's not it. Is she says, we just get it done. And I'm like, that's what it is. My kids are very involved in what we do for our business. And they're very involved in what I do as a mom and a homemaker. And I don't feel like it is ever balanced. Sometimes work is more. Sometimes I am more mom-lifing it. This last month, my husband was out of town almost every business day. And it was the last month of school. So for 6 straight weeks, he was gone during the week and would come home on the week. And that meant that for those of you who don't have a husband who's super involved, that might not be a huge deal. But my husband is like 100% involved in helping get the kids ready for school, helping put them down. We kind of are very much equal partners in everything that we do. And I know that's very similar for a lot of people. But it makes it very difficult to suddenly shift in and out of that gear and to go into single mom mode and then back to spending time with dad and incorporating him into our daily world. And I realized pretty quickly that there are times that I had to kick it into mom mode way more than I was able to kick into work mode, and vice versa. And we kind of take each other's back on a lot of those things. So question for you would be, what exactly is it? I mean, if there's a balance question in your life, if it's that you're concerned you're not doing enough in one area, that's a danger zone mentally for a lot of reasons. Because when I was dealing with overwhelm and anxiety, and not that I don't deal with that anymore, but honestly, anytime that comes up for me, I have to stop and rethink, is it really out of whack, or am I just feeling tugged to do a little bit more? Because that's still possible. It's still possible to do a little bit more in one area and not feel out of balance. It's okay. It's okay for many reasons, but it's okay to do a little bit more service for a church for a while. It's okay to do a little bit more homemaking and crafts with the kids and let all the work go for a while. It's okay to say, I really need to focus on work for a few months and I need some help with all of the other things. You know, I think often what happens is we instantly attribute some guilt and shame to not being able to do it all. And the truth is that we just won't. And that's not something that needs to be negative or thought about in any other way then we are who we are and we're surviving together. And that's why we have families. That's why we have good friends. And that's why we have a huge community of other parents who are dealing with the same things we are. So that's a little soundbite for you today. I would love to know what you think about that. And this one is not professionally recorded. This is driving in my car, but it's been on my heart and wanted to share that with you. And hope you found a little value and peace in that. And hope you have a great day.